Over the last 2 days, WHYY has been looking at how suburban school districts in Pennsylvania enforce student residency requirements. Many districts monitor students to make sure they actually live within district boundaries and aren't using a fake address. But what does that monitoring actually entail? In the final installment of our series, Kicked Out, WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt gives us an inside look.
On a recent weekday afternoon, Tina Blanchett is doing what a lot of moms do on weekday afternoons, waiting in a suburban parking lot for a kid.
I'm hoping they should be here in the next couple minutes.
While we sit in her white SUV, Blanchett fills the time talking about her three children and sighing about their fanatical commitment to soccer.
It's open practice, but of course they want to go, so I'm like, oh, we'll go to practice tonight. Then
as we're talking, Alexis rolls by and catches Blanchett's attention.
That's our boy. So it's a good thing we didn't wait at the school.
And here is where Blanchett's parking lot idling takes a turn from the ordinary.
Oh, good. The closer he comes, the better for me. Totally our kid.
She whips out a small camera and films a teenage boy as he walks into his townhome.
That's the money shot right there. You know, that's what we call the money shot in the investigative world, is when you catch the person where you want to catch them.
Tina Blanchett is a private eye. She wanted to be a ballerina. After an injury and career detour, she eventually became secretary at a Westchester firm called ELPS Private Detective Agency.
That's how I started. I just, you know, filing paperwork, answering the phone.
After overhearing a lot of phone calls, she found her own calling.
I'd be listening and I'd be like, oh, I want to figure out. I want to get online. I want to run the data searches.
Blanchett's boss is longtime Detective Jeff Stein.
I specialize in criminal defense work. Most of my clients are in prison for murder.
Stein's firm also tails cheating spouses and busts people who lie to collect workman's comp. But recently he's gotten more work from local school districts.
I would say in the last 5 years there's been an increase. So you're seeing more private investigators get involved in this, more requests by the school districts.
Stein says requests for his services started picking up during the Great Recession. Districts approach companies like his for two simple reasons.
Dollars and cents. It saves the taxpayers money.
If Stein's private eyes can prove a student lives outside district boundaries, that's one less student the district has to pay to educate.
We've conducted over 20 investigations in the last 14 months, and out of those, we've identified 10 who don't live in the school district.
ELPS is not the only player in this market. WHYY sent a series of right-to-know requests. We found that over the last 3 years, 17 school districts have paid outside firms to find out whether kids lived out of district. Every district has at least one person on staff who conducts residency cases. Some have as many as four. The William Penn School District in Delaware County recently hired someone whose only job is to conduct residency investigations. Frank Bruno is the district's director of pupil services.
People will change an address, they'll change a name, they'll change whatever they can. So we said this is too much to catch incidentally. We need somebody who can dedicate time to tracking this down.
It's hard to perfectly quantify how much money districts save by removing students, or if they save money at all. While it's true some districts spend more than $20,000 per pupil, removing a student wouldn't actually save you that much since there are built-in costs that wouldn't go away.
We're not moving out thousands of children.
Leanne Wenzel runs the Ridley School District in Delaware County.
To really make a major fiscal impact, you know, you're going to have to move out a big block of children.
But maybe the savings are in the big block of children who don't move in. Perhaps it deters families from jumping boundary lines when districts enforce the rules. Blanchett's client, a local school district we're not identifying, pays her firm to investigate families it suspects of fraud. A case can take anywhere from 10 to 60 hours of surveillance and cost between $750 and $4,000. A lot of the work just involves following kids and parents around to verify their addresses.
We've had kids as young as first grade that we've had to conduct surveillance on.
That may sound weird or even wrong, but even Maura McInerney, an advocate for accused families, supports the idea of surveillance. She'd rather districts do that than bring flimsy cases based on tipster hunches.
It is their burden to prove it, and it is their duty to ensure that they are not disenrolling children who actually do reside in their school district.
And so that's what folks like Blanchette get paid to do. The more domestic scenes they can capture on camera, the better. On our recent surveillance mission, Blanchette is about to leave when she hits her version of the mother load.
Oh, is he coming out with the dog?
The dog's
He's coming out with the dog. I'm going to park and try and see if I can get him at a better angle.
So that's even better.
Yeah. Yep. So we got...
Because you saw his face.
I saw his face clearly. Yep. Clear as day.
As we drive back toward the office, I asked Blanchette about something she said earlier. She mentioned that she liked doing this type of work because she felt she was bringing bad guys to justice. I wondered if she enjoyed this kind of work, though, the times where she gets kids kicked out of their schools.
Now, do you ever feel like the bad guy?
I do. Yeah, I do. It is difficult. This is one of the times in the job where you sort of have to separate yourself from the emotional aspect of it because this kid's going to get kicked out of our district.
But there's a bigger picture here, she says.
Yeah, I feel bad for the kid, but they're cheating the system.
The system looks like this. 63 school districts in the Pennsylvania suburbs outside Philadelphia, separating high quality from low, rich from poor. Tina Blanchette knows it's a system someone might be tempted to cheat. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.
For more on our series Kicked Out, visit WHYY.org.